It's here and now. Jan Brett combines several passions in her best-selling children's books. Of course, there's her love of art, her exquisite detailed artwork, her love of travel to do research, and her chickens. Jan and her husband Joe, a bassist with the Boston Symphony Orchestra, share their 2-acre Norwell, Massachusetts home with dozens of prize-winning ornamental birds. They've starred in her books, and perhaps... And there's one now! And perhaps never more so than in her new book, Cinders, A Chicken, Cinderella, the grim classic set in 18th century Russia. Jan, were we just hearing from the prince?
No, this is one of the musicians who plays the balalaika.
This is a rooster in your lap that just said hello to us.
Yeah.
Describe this fellow.
Okay, it's a white-crested Polish, so his body looks like a normal chicken. It's black with a beetle green sheen is what they say. And then it has a beautiful crest, which almost looks like rock star hair.
It's like,
which is pure white.
It's very gorgeous.
Now, don't go. Don't
he's
go
leaving.
On the table, please.
Well,
and then he's, got the red wattles that a rooster would have. And he's got a nice little face under all that. If you picture the crest being like hair, it's way down past his shoulders.
He's all this black sheen body and then this white shock of hair. It's like an 80s hairband that I can't quite picture right now, but this big white plumage and then the little black face with the feathers coming out of it.
It's supposed to be butterfly shaped.
But meanwhile, also in your lap, you have the star.
Cinders, yes.
Cinders.
So she is a silver phoenix. Pullet, which means it's a girl under the age of one. She's had babies and lays an egg, and we eat the eggs. They're delicious. I think that might be one of the trends that everyone is seeing, that people have a few chickens in their backyard and have these delicious eggs. And then, of course, the manure used in your organic garden, which is very good.
But you have dozens, and they're these ornamental, and our colleague Candy has pretty much fallen in love with another one here who looks like a small poodle. Who is Candy holding over here?
No, that is Tanya, and she is the fairy godmother. What could make a more beautiful fairy godmother? She looks like just a ball of fluff.
As you say, she becomes, in your new rewriting of Cinderella, she becomes the fairy godmother. Little Cinders in your lap becomes Cinderella.
Yeah.
How did this all start for you, your love
of
fairy chickens?
Well, my editor has chickens as well. And after we get over all the talk about the books, she often will ask me questions. I've had chickens for 15 years now. And she'll say, well, do you ever have a problem with some of them being a little bit too bossy to the others and pecking? You know, everyone hears about a pecking order, correct? And we're saying, boy, and you know, sometimes one will be pecked on and then, you know, a couple of weeks will go by and all of a sudden they're, you know, ready to rule the roost themselves and they kind of get some self-confidence. And so Margaret and I both said at the same time, it's like Cinderella. And then she said, oh, Jane, you have to do a chicken Cinderella. And I said, oh, no one's going to ever want to read about a chicken Cinderella. And then I started imagining, well, they could live in Russia and wear these beautiful costumes with the headdresses. There is a pumpkin, but it turns into a sleigh. It has a troika of geese. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what carries them through the snow to this beautiful ice palace.
Do you go out with your chickens, who, by the way, live in housing that you've built for them that I would like to rent in the summer season? It's so beautiful. And they are stunning. Do you find yourself working on the story with them, you know, looking at them? And
the love of them is almost observing their behaviors.
Yeah.
And they really are like a troupe of actors. You know, you'll have the cocky young male who says, oh, you know, look at me, I am just like this guy.
Yeah.
I am so handsome. And they do a little mating dance where they circle the hen and stamp their feet and they make a little nest for her sometimes. And they're just delightful. I mean, I said to my husband, I've learned everything I need to know about men just watching my roosters.
Edgar Winter. I think the rooster looks like Edgar
yes!
Winter.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Sorry, I had the hair.
And he is a musician in the book.
He is.
So they all have different personalities. So you have the grouchy old one, and they're always moving and making little expressions. And I think that's another reason they get our good models is because they have this body language that is very easy to read. So you see jealousy, you see pride, you see
preening,
forlornness. Yeah, it's all very like human emotions.
Wait a minute. What is a chicken when it's forlorn?
Head drooping.
Oh.
You know, just kind of quiet. The wings can kind of hang down. Tail down. If I go into my coop and there's tails down, then I investigate and take steps because it means somebody is not happy.
Okay. So you've done this beautiful story, and now you're off to take the chickens around to book signings and to meet children. What do you want children to know about chickens?
Well, this is silly, but I want them to know they don't smell. Because if you take, if you smell one of my chickens,
I am smelling.
So good.
There's no smell. There's...
Yeah, they smell like a pillow. They're just lovely.
But I should say you have an extensive grooming.
Yeah,
that you do
I
with
do.
Them. You wash their hair, you bathe them.
But the show chickens don't get baths. They're just naturally clean. But I'll bring them an egg. A lot of the children don't know where eggs come from.
Oh. And by the way, Silky, Pullets, you've been going through some different names for them. So, you've obviously gotten deep into your knowledge of chickens.
Well, I don't know if I can say deep into the knowledge, but, you know, there is a learning curve.
Yeah. So do your research. And by the way, speaking of which, you always go and do research for the books. And do I understand you went to Russia with your husband for this one?
Yeah.
You know, you probably didn't have to go to Russia to...
No, we had to.
You had to? Why? What did you get?
There were so many things. Well, when we went to St. Petersburg, and we just immersed ourselves in everything Russian, all Russian food. We took a banya, which is the hot steam bath. Then the architecture, of course, in St. Petersburg, is all these magnificent palaces. So we went to Novgorod, which is the ancient capital, with all this like shingle-style houses with gingerbread and churches with the onion domes. The best part was going to this museum of ethnography. It was fabulous. I would say maybe 50 costumed models, you know, not live models, you know, in glass cases.
Mannequins.
But you could get really, really close and see the ribbons and the seed pearls. And the style for the women are these beautiful hats that stick up like a crown. And then the cool thing is, I can't wear my hair this way, but the style would be to pull your hair back and have this beautiful forward. You can just picture a little adolescent girl. And then beautiful ribbons on either side of her headdress. And then the dresses are called sarafan. And they look like a jumper. But, of course, beautiful fabrics. In the farm, they were made out of beautiful cottons with little prints and so forth. But then the fancy ones for the balls would be all trimmed with fur and semi-precious stones. Of course, this is what the chickens wear. But.
Well, this is what I was going to say. You're doing this research in Russia, and obviously, look how much you took in. But, oh, to be inside your head while you're in Russia, because you're picturing chickens in all of this.
Well, the funniest thing was, at the museum, they had the underwear from the olden days that was exquisite with, like, little padding and lace everywhere and pantaloons. So, and there's one page when you open it up, and the mother and the stepsisters that are Bossy and Pecky are their names, and Largessa is the mother. And they've got this underwear on, and it's just so silly. And the chickens look like, you know, they kind of take themselves very seriously anyway. And then when they have this underwear, it looks very funny. So that was the kind of thing I could have never done from my house in Norwell, no matter how great the internet is. I could have never seen these undergarments. And then, of course, the trumpeter has this, like, quasi-military outfit with the tight pants, and the of course Prince Cockrell has the silver sword at his waist.
It's
because
quite...
he's ready for anything.
All of this detail, the result of Jan Brett's trip to Russia and her own experiences raising and falling in love with chickens, are in her new book, Cinders, A Chicken Cinderella. It's quite something. Jan, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
To see a slideshow of our visitors or Jan's illustrations, go to hearandnow.org. And Jeremy, I believe you have a feather on your nose.
There are feathers all over the place, but they are beautiful birds.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Reputation.com, dedicated to protecting businesses and people everywhere from negative content in online search results. More at Reputation.com.